Hello, this is Paula Hatfield reporting on 4-H Extension and other community news. The Hamilton County Home and Community Education hosted a candle-making workshop on Thursday, January 15th. There was only four in attendance, but it was a great time and everybody got to make scented candles and take them home. Continuing with the candle-making, the HCE as well as 4-H will host a cabin fever day, and we'll be making candles and other craft items on that day. So it's a great way for the more aged people in the community to work with the youth and teach them about crafting and things that they can share their knowledge. 4-H also has a Lego club that's beginning on January 26th will be the first lesson. It will be held after school on Mondays for 6 weeks. That's about 3:30, or as soon as they can get here after school. And each week, kids will be given a different assignment as far as what they need to build, and they'll have about 45 minutes to build, and then they talk about what they're building. We had this earlier in the fall, and everybody loved it, so we're going to do it again. We've also got a 4-H craft club that started this past Tuesday, and it will run for 5 more weeks. This is an after-school club, and it's for youth ages 5 to 12. Anybody over 12 that wants to come and teach a craft is welcome to do that. I believe next week we're going to start with crocheting. So there'll be different items taught. So if you have a youth that's interested in crafting, sign up at the Extension office. The Hamilton County Home and Community Education will host another one of their homesteading workshops. This will be held on February 19th, and then we'll be making homemade pretzels. Now, this will serve as a fundraiser for that day, so we will be taking pre-orders for homemade pretzels. They will be $20 a dozen, and if you call the Extension office at 643-3416 to place your order, we will be making those at the workshop that day. These always sell out quick, and if you'd like to get an order in, just contact the Extension office. The Hamilton County Chamber of Commerce plans are underway for the annual Food and Brew. This will be the 8th year for this to be held. It will be held at the Big Red Barn on February 21st of 2026. There is a little room left for vendors and brewers, although there is quite a lineup already, and tickets did go on sale last week. The advance tickets are $25, and the first 100 people in the door will get a commemorative glass. There are sunglasses left from last year, so if you still need a glass, you can get one from last year. But the first 100 people to buy tickets will be the first ones to get this year's commemorative glasses. Congratulations to Shiloh Willis, who was part of a trip to Atlanta, Georgia. 10 Illinois teens represented the state at National 4-H Congress. A 5-day national conference was held November 28th through December 2nd. This was in Atlanta, Georgia. The event brought together outstanding 4-H members from across the country for leadership development, educational workshops, and cultural experiences. Delegates were selected to attend National 4-H Congress based on their exceptional 4-H accomplishments, leadership, and community involvement. National 4-H Congress is one of the premier educational experiences in 4-H, designed to inspire teens and prepare them for future leadership roles. Throughout the conference, Illinois delegates participated in hands-on workshops focused on leadership, team development, diversity, advocacy, and cultural awareness. Youth also connected with peers from across the United States and learn from nationally recognized speakers. In addition to the educational programming, delegates took a part in a large-scale community service experience, cultural excursions throughout Atlanta, and celebratory events highlighting the impact of the 4-H nationwide. If you would like to learn more about this or have a teen who's done a lot of stuff in their community, they could apply to attend next year. So once again, congratulations to Shiloh Willis for attending that conference. Once again, Farm Credit Illinois is pleased to announce the 2026 Agriculture Scholarships and Community Improvement Grant Program. 30 $2,500 scholarships will be given to high school seniors who will study ag-related curriculum or a trade school in college or vocational school next fall and pursue a career on the farm or in the industry. Two applicants will be designated as diversity and agriculture scholars. The application deadline is February 27th. They will give away 50 $500 community improvement grants. These are available to 4-H clubs and FFA chapters to assist youth members in bringing positive change to their local community. The grant application is also February 27th is the deadline. This is Paula Hatfield reporting on 4-H Extension and other community news.